smoke messed with my ability to smell, but I would have caught a tinge of fur if this man was Lupin. I was sure of it. Nearly sure of it. Beside me, Orion shook his head very slightly. No, he didn't think the stranger was a shifter either, which left a few possibilities, the most likely of which was council employee. Still, I would have given the stranger benefit of the doubt if the door behind us hadn't opened at that very moment.
"I know you told me to wait," Celeste said as she breezed through and shut herself into the smoky interior alongside us. "But you're running behind schedule and..."
"Oh, who are you?" The stranger's voice dropped, turning seductive.
"Finnegan, and you are?"
For one long moment, my sister just stared at him. She'd be taking in what I'd seen already, but I had a sinking suspicion she was spinning those same physical features into a very different narrative. Because Finnegan was tall and lean, with a messy mop of dark hair that fell into his eyes and gave him a boyish charm, despite the fact he otherwise appeared very close to my age and Celeste's, mid-20s. His tailored suit made no sense for a man woken in the middle of the night, but did an astonishingly good job of emphasizing corded muscles. And the dark trench coat layered on top was currently open at the front in a way that framed him to full advantage. Only the faint sheen of sweat along his hairline hinted at any discomfort with the heat and smoke that currently had me stifling a cough. No wonder my sister's voice turned husky.
"I'm Celeste. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance."
Curling through the smoke, I caught the sickly sweet scent of Celeste's arousal. Caught something less clear-cut from the stranger, although the intensity of his gaze upon her person suggested my sister's interest was very much returned. I didn't like this one bit, especially when the stranger, Finnegan, took a step forward. Celeste's hand stretched out, as if she intended him to shake or kiss it, even though he might just as easily grab her wrist and yank her off balance, turning her into a hostage. Orion and I slammed into each other in our haste to form a barrier between the stranger and my sister.
"Keep your distance," Orion growled.
I expected Finnegan to growl back. If he'd been a wolf, he would have been dominant. Something about his stance made me sure of that. Instead, he lifted one arm to reveal what had been hidden behind his trench coat. A garbage bag full of clothing.
"Is this a rescue or isn't it? I'm packed and ready to go,"